Hooligans. You're listening to Workers Radio. It's just shy of 10 minutes past 8.
It was a terrible song, that one.
What? It's a good song.
Rancid, oh God.
Rancid are good.
I don't know, mate. Oh, I don't bloody know.
You don't know.
Oh, shit. No, don't get up. Don't get upset. Don't get upset.
I'm out of here.
No, hey, stay. Stay, please. We've got...
Can't work under these conditions.
We've got our favourite guest who comes on regularly for us here at Workers Radio Sydney on 88.9 Radio Skid Row. We've got Max Egan, the first one for 2012. Max from crowhouse.com. How are you? Good morning, mate.
How are you, Jack? Nice to be on the show again.
Awesome, man. We've got Shard Core here as well. It's just me and Shard.
Morning, Max.
Hey, Shard.
Now, what's going on, Max? Did you have a nice break over the Saturnalia holidays?
Oh, mate, I never have a break. I have time off the show, but it's usually just to do something else that I have to get done. So there's none of this break stuff, but I've been working pretty heavily on the film. I've kind of had my head under a rock in regard to the world situation lately, except for the most important bits. I've just been concentrating mainly on getting the film finished because I'm so far behind with it because I've just had so much on. So that's been the focus for the last month.
We've been talking about this film for the past year, Max. You got to.
He's doing Francis Ford Coppola.
And what?
Francis Ford Coppola took 7 years to make that movie. We had 3 years to make Apocalypse.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's nothing that extravagant, guys. But
helicopter.
It's just been taking me so long, not because I've been working on it constantly, but because I've just had so many other things on that I haven't had time to do any work on it for the last 6 months. So.
Well, you're a one-man show. You know, you do your show once a week, and we haven't heard from you for over the month. It's good to sort of disconnect from the net, from the world sometimes, you know what I mean? And then you hear things, and you just go, what the hell's going on? Because the world just doesn't stop sleeping. It just keeps going.
Oh, yeah, it's just gone from bad to worse in the time that I've had off. Wonderful things going on in the States where they actually got the NDAA through. And there's the Enemy Expatriation Act that they brought in as well now, which they can revoke your citizenship and then decide if some other country would like you. And if no other country wants you, well, then I guess you don't belong anywhere and we can put you wherever we want.
That's a new one that's just come in.
Yeah, Enemy Expatriation Act. So, you know, they just go on and on. They got the food bill passed in New Zealand, I believe, as well. So now it's illegal to give your neighbour a tomato over the fence. So, yeah, wonderful things.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for 2012. You know, the war drum's beating at the moment, you know, over in Iran. America is like fully, it's ready to go to war. What's going to happen for 2012? It's an interesting, you know, time, the Mayan calendar and all this sort of stuff, you know. Is it the last of the elite who are these people we don't know or these, you know, who are running a system? What do you think is going to go for 2012, Max? I mean, just joining the dots and stuff like that.
Well, it's kind of like the tipping point. I mean, we could go either way. We really could. You know, notably, the Federal Reserve System in the United States runs out on December 21st, 2012. That's the end of their charter. So that's an interesting point. But, I mean, we could go either way. Human consciousness is absolutely in a state of evolution. I mean, just the awakening we're seeing with people all around the world. People are beginning to question their reality a little bit. People are beginning to question the system because, I mean, the system's getting more and more in your face. And so even the most asleep people are starting to question it. But it's all going to come down to us. It's all going to come down to what decision the collective consciousness makes, you know. I think that we'll come through it all. But there's certain forces that are in charge of this place that are very much attempting to influence which way we go. They're virtually trying to influence the entire evolution of humanity, actually, and that's a lot of what the new film's about. A lot of the reason it's been taking so long is because a lot of the research I've been doing has been ongoing research, and it's hard to publish research when it's in a state of transition because it might be different the next week. So it's been an interesting journey, actually. The film's gone a couple of directions I didn't expect it to go, but it's all relevant information, and I want to get it out there as quickly as possible. I'm hoping it will be done by the end of February or maybe early March.
That'd be awesome, Max. With the whole thing that's happening at the moment, have you got much of the fracking and the coal seam gas that's going on? I mean, Anna Bligh, just at the end of it, she's against fluoridation. She said the fluoridation thing's a big hoax, that people are saying that it's harmful and stuff like that. But the whole coal seam gas thing. I mean, what we saw last year in 2011 was the Occupy movement. People are waking up, and then, you know, people becoming more environmental about their places and stuff like that. Do you think that will happen more, be more intense this year? I mean, it seems to be that way. I mean,
it will, absolutely. People won't let coal seam gas go by the wayside. I mean, they're really in defense mode at the moment, that the gas companies trying to maintain their hold on things. We've had a little bit of a win in James Price Point. I think Woodside are actually looking for an alternative location. But again, it's an alternative location. They're not stopping it altogether, and they need to be stopping it, because it doesn't matter where they do it. It's all polluting the water table, and we don't need it anyway. We don't need this type of energy. There's all sorts of energy devices we could be using. There's a link I've got on the Crow House of a man talking about making free energy from carbon. And we could be doing all this sort of stuff. We could be creating energy in our own homes, as much energy as we need. And we don't need coal mining. We don't need nuclear power plants. We don't need natural gas. We don't need any of this stuff. So there's no reason for them to be doing any of it. They claim they're doing it for energy needs, but because we have all of these alternate energy devices that are so much more efficient, I don't believe we are doing it for energy. I believe it's being done in order to destroy the water table, in order to further Agenda 21, get people into controlled city areas so they can't live in the country because there'll be no fresh water. I mean, it all ties in together. You've really got to step back and put all of this stuff on a global stage and look at the big picture that's being formed. And it's Agenda 21, it's eugenics, transhumanism. That's where they're taking us. So it's going to be our choice as to whether we go with it or not, or whether we wake up to what this game really is and see how easily we could actually stop it all.
Yeah, people are waking up, but even the old baby boomers who think coal seam gas is okay because it's, you know, capitalism and it's going to give jobs out there. It's they're starting to question a lot of things. Thanks for people like you, Max. Now, there's this song we're going to put on here. These guys are local, yeah?
Yeah, local Byron Bay guys. I'm amazed, actually, that you're going to play the song on the radio. So, yeah, they're local Byron Bay guys that put together this coal seam gas song. Yeah, a little bit in your face, but, hey, so is coal seam gas.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some swearing on this song, and I don't know if Shard's going to – Shard hasn't screened this, so he might just take it off.
I think I heard it last week, maybe.
All right, well, there's a bit of swearing, and if you're offense to words, well, you should just lower it down and hear the backbeats. But just
Language warning.
Just hold on there for us, Max. This is F the –
Coal seam gas.
Let's stay tuned.
Coal seam gas. What the fuck is that?
Polluting all fresh water in Australia.
Coal seam gas. What the fuck is that?
A cooker corporation fucking up our nation.
Coal seam gas. What the fuck is that?
It's time to attack. Don't look back.
Coal seam gas. What the fuck is that?
If you don't care, then you will die! Once again, it's an evil rich man. Fucking with your rights, it's a simple plan. They steal our birthrights so they can sit tight. No more passports, look to the light. My niggas fight, that's why we're mates. Typical Aussie whites are a fucking disgrace. Inbred suckers, dirty motherfuckers. They make me sick.
I'm not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. I'm not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. I'm not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. We're not gonna be pushed around. This is our town, fuck off now. Coal seam gas, what the fuck is that?
Polluting all fresh water in Australia.
Coal seam gas, what the fuck is that?
A cooker corporation fucking up our nation.
Coal seam gas, what the fuck is that?
It's time to attack, don't look back.
Coal seam gas, what the fuck is that?
If you don't care, then you will die! Why do I have to explain again and again? Fossil fuels are whack! Going insane in the fucking membrane, just like Cypress Hill, Maine! Yeah, I'm crazy. Stick another needle in my arm and a day, bitch. My fist is up, I won't give up. You stand by this corporation, then you suck! Yeah.
I'm not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. I'm not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. I'm not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. We're not gonna be pushed around. This is our town, fuck off now.
Job. not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. I'm not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. I'm not gonna be pushed around. This is my town, fuck off now. We're not gonna be pushed around. This is our town, fuck off now.
Once again, it's the evil, corrupt corporations that are destroying this planet like they have done since day one. The New World Order bastards have come to take over, but we won't let them.
Yeah, that's F calcium gas.
Yeah, we don't know who the band is. Who's the person of the band there? Max, are you there?
I'm here. I actually don't know who it is either. It's just a friend of a friend, so I'll find out for you.
Well, there you go. To all you people out there in Sydney who just listened to it, it's Coal Seam Gas, and you've heard a lot of things about it. And, it's good that people are putting songs out there. Thanks, Max, for that.
My pleasure.
No worries. Now, Max, 2012, you're going to have the movies coming out. What do you think of the financial situation in Australia? Do you think, how long is Australia going to just sit on this sort of like high at the moment? I mean, it's just incredible that 20 million people have, in the rest of the world where the US is going into poverty. The future of Australia is for this, for the minerals and resources that we're giving to other countries.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's why they're pushing coal seam gas so much, because it's the only thing that's really keeping us afloat. I mean, Australia is incredibly rich in resources, and that's what's in demand, always will be. So we're a little bit cut off from the global economy, but eventually we will follow the global economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's kind of okay, but they're not paying attention to how much they're actually paying for everything. I mean, we're paying four or five times as much for everything here than what anybody is overseas. Just look at the price of rent here, the price of petrol and stuff like this here, even cigarettes and bread and stuff. You know, I mean, we're paying a lot here, and it'll just rise. I mean, we are absolutely going to follow the global situation, but they've been talk of setting Australia up as one of the new leading city states. And this has been going on for quite a while. Bob Brown recently mentioned it even. Mm-hmm. He said that he favoured global government, and why not manoeuvre Australia into a position where they would be leading such a global government. He actually mentioned it in a talk. So I said in a film in 2008 that this is where they were going.
Mm.
So they've got to keep us kind of buoyant in order to set us up. So, we can appear to the rest of the world as being the guys who kept it all together amongst the global situation. You know, look, we need to follow their example. Maybe we should follow their lead at what they did, it's all theatre. The whole lot of it's theatre.
Yeah, this is so true. It's like with the smart meters and everything else, a lot of people are getting freaked out over that. It's going to be mandatory to have smart meters, which is the connection to the grid where that you can go on there and what television program you're watching and all that. It's just like a big database. And Australia's going to be, I mean, the whole technocracy thing that's happening, I think Australia with the governments, you won't have republics or democrats. They'll just be called technocrats, or you know what I mean? It's happened over in Europe when that whole Greek thing happened. There was these technocrats. Who the hell are they?
Yeah, well, people absolutely need to boycott smart meters. If they come onto your property to put a smart meter on there, you need to say to the guy, look, as soon as you leave the property, I'm going to be destroying the smart meter, because I take this as an attack against my health, an attack against my privacy, so I'm not allowing you to put it in place. If there's legislation that's been put in place by government which you believe gives you the right to do this and they believe makes it mandatory, then I'd like to know which politician enacted that legislation so I can charge them with crimes against humanity. Just take that sort of an approach towards them. Mm. I mean, I don't want to work within the system at all, and I don't really want to charge them with crimes against humanity, because what am I charging them under? A corrupt legal system. It doesn't make sense anyway.
Mm.
I mean, people have to understand that these guys are our employees, and we don't have to do what they say. The government are simply a bunch of employees. They're a bunch of public trustees who are doing everything they can to remove the rights of their employers and steal everything they can from this country. That's all they're doing. And we have to say no. Smart meters are incredibly dangerous, and they are part of the control grid that's been put in place. They don't only receive signals, they're capable of sending signals as well. I mean, and we're electromagnetic beings, we're electrical beings. We can be influenced by all this electromagnetic field around us.
Mm.
I mean, look, we've got mobile technology, we've got wireless technology, and everything the human body experiences is also electromagnetic. So, of course, it can be influenced electromagnetically. We've got the air around us all positively charged now because of the amount of chemical spraying that's going on.
Mm.
It seems to also contain nanoparticles from a lot of the research that I've had coming in and research I've been doing myself. It's positively charged atmosphere, so you can very easily send an electromagnetic signal through it.
So you're saying with the planes that they're putting out, the trails, the chemtrails out there, that they've got the nanoparticles, it comes down, it goes into a cloud formation, it comes down, seeps through us, and that that we can be manipulated through high-tech machines like HARP. And a lot of people go, oh, yeah, HARP and whatever, so, but, you know, I mean, it's possible.
Well, it is absolutely possible. I mean, they talk about it. The scientists have been talking about using nanoparticles for a long time. They've been talking about this. If you look at films such as Transcendent Man by Ray Kurzweil, they talk about the fact that this is inevitable, that this is what we're going to do, and this is how we intend to colonize the universe, is to send nanoparticles and nanobots out there. I mean, there's game companies that are experimenting with developing games that you don't control with gamepad or your keyboard, but you actually control with brainwaves. So why wouldn't they be also looking at how to operate the technology in reverse so they can control your brain through microwaves?
Mm.
I mean, if you can control a game through your brainwaves, then absolutely they can control and influence what goes into your brain. I mean, it's a two-way street, you know?
Mm.
So, I mean, and this is all in mainstream science development. This is where they're going. So it makes absolutely perfect sense. You know, chemtrails is one of the hardest things to wake people up to. But when you...
Oh, yeah, I know truthers who don't believe in it, and there's major fights with them because they go, oh, people who believe in chemtrails are nuts. And,
No, not at all. I mean, the skies are different now to what they were when I was a child.
Mm.
The clouds look different.
Mm.
The sky's a different colour. It's a lot lighter than what it used to be when I was a kid. Yeah. And when I flew back from Broome recently, I saw that beautiful deep blue sky above the haze that sits all over the ground level, like 30,000 feet. There's almost like this demarcation line.
Mm.
And above it, it's deep, deep blue, and below it, it's all this whitey haze. And when you stand in, even on a clear day, you look up at the sky, it's kind of a light metallic blue color because the air is full of these nanoparticles. And it makes perfect sense. And when people think, well, why would the elite be spraying themselves? Well, it's because they want transhumanism. They want these nanomachines and everything. This is where they're taking mankind. This is how they're influencing human evolution through the use of nanotechnology.
That's exactly right. Well, they're just a bunch of inbred sociopaths anyway. It's interesting to say that, yeah. And going back on the situation with that, with the technocracy and everything else with the smart meters and everything, we just had an IBM who, you know, eventually we will not use keypads or anything like that. It'll be voice recognition. The whole biometric thing would probably boom. I think that's what's going to happen a lot this year. I reckon by in the next 5 years, 80% of everyone will be wired up, will be just one big grid. And that's dangerous. I mean, it sounds evolutionary. Like, it sounds great, yeah, but it sounds robotic and it's controlled. I mean, whoever's controlling the grid, I mean, that's what people got to look at.
Well, it's controlling the evolution of the human species. They're aiming for the singularity, and they need to be able to link us all up, but do it digitally. See, they've taken away all of our higher senses. I mean, we can access so much more than what we believe we can anyway, because we're locked in this five-sense reality, and now they're selling us this digital version of all the stuff they've stolen from us.
Mm.
It's like if you drive a Lamborghini and I'm trying to sell you a Honda, you're not going to buy it. But if I come and steal your Lamborghini and you have to get to work the next day, you're more likely to buy my Honda. So that's kind of the way they've done it, you know what I mean? They've locked down our endocrine system, they've shut down our pineal gland, they've got us reduced to this state where we're experiencing 3% of reality, and now they're offering us this new hive mind reality, this whole digitally linked up reality, so that we'll all be connected via our brain waves and through nanoparticulates and all this sort of stuff. I mean, it's very, very high tech where they're going, but if you look at the evolution of technology, I mean, it doubles every year, and it's exponential. I mean, 40 years ago, a computer was the size of a building, and now you can put one in your pocket. You know, the computer in your mobile phone is way more advanced than the big first computer they had in the IBM building. It's way more advanced than the computer that's on the Voyager satellite or the computer that was in the first space shuttle, the computer that's in your mobile phone now. And so that's the rate technology is going. So within the next 25 years, everything they can fit on one of these massive computers, it'll be the size of a blood cell. So
yeah, I believe that too, yeah. And it just depends on the hands and how it's done. And, you know, like you said,
it's because they use these tiny machines. They use computers to make tiny machines, and then they use the tiny machines to make smaller machines. And once they build those machines build tools so they can build smaller machines. And it just keeps on going down. And you have machines that are the size of a molecule that are programmable. And then you can get a whole bunch of them together, like floating in microscopic particulates in the atmosphere. And as they're all together, they kind of act like a hive mind. And this is mainstream science.
Yeah.
This isn't any conspiracy theory. This is just how nanoparticulates work and how nanomachines work.
Yeah,
and they're in everything. They're coming down in chemtrails, and they're absolutely getting into everything, all the plants, all the water, all the people, all everything. So, you know, what are these machines doing to our environment? What are they doing to the human species and to all life upon the planet? What are they transforming the Earth into without the knowledge of the people?
It's control of energy, really. That's all it is. But, for instance, the monetary system, it's going to crash. We won't need paper or money. It's just going to be, we're going to have the Earth dollar, which is just energy. How much energy you use during the day is how much you get paid. And that's what's happening. And I guess the whole carbon tax and everything else and carbon's life, which I find interesting. Now, I know a lot of environmentalists out there, good morning, but you've got to look at who's running the show and where is it going, you know what I mean? I mean, do you want to be controlled like that of how much energy you use and everything else and be one big smart grid?
Well, that's absolutely the way they're doing it. You know, whatever energy you put into the system is the energy you're able to take out of the system. And there's nothing wrong with being environmental. We need to be environmental, but we need to look at how it's being done. I mean, the government is the one who's funded all of these corporate projects and allowed these corporations to run rampant. Now they believe that they should make us use special light bulbs and a special shopping bag, and everything's going to be good if we do what they say. And they're offering us the solutions to these problems. And then when they're the ones who've created the problems. I mean, stop all of this industry straight away. We've got energy devices, like I said, that we can use in our homes. We can create energy from our windows just through the use of carbon, which they're telling us is a terrible poison. Create free energy from it. We don't need any of these polluting industries. We don't need all these wars. We don't need all the stuff that they're doing and telling us that they are going to continue doing. I mean, if the government cared about the environment at all, they wouldn't be allowing coal seam gas mining to even be put on the table.
Exactly, and that's where the Greens should have cut down. If they're in power at the moment with the Julia Gillard sort of hung parlour that we have here in Australia, then they, if anything, could stop it. Just like for today, they would stop it now, and they would put, you know, any money into energy like that. Like permaculture, for instance, you can, you know, have a compost and you can have your own shower, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. But it's just, there's just too many big corporations, too many money-making machines, and it's just, and I guess this year in 2012 is just going to see, well, hopefully not a war, but it's going to be a major transformation in the way we live our lives.
Oh, it is absolutely. They're very much flexing their muscles for war with Iran. They really want war with Iran. They're already sending troops over to the area. There's all these military boats in the area. A lot of the word that I've got from the troops is that they're getting ready to ship up and go over there. The same as they did with Afghanistan. They had troops there waiting to invade Afghanistan in August. July, I think, they actually started going over there in 2001.
They've built a lot of hospitals in Georgia already over there for all the probably casualties they're going to have. It's going to be disgusting.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they were already flexing their muscles and already sending troops over there. But like I said, they were sending troops to Afghanistan, ready to attack Afghanistan 2 or 3 months before September 11th happened. And so, I mean, that was just the excuse. That was just the pivotal point. So, yeah, they're absolutely trying to do it. And it's going to be an interesting year. Absolutely, it's going to be an interesting year. But I think it'll be a real turning point. I'm really hoping humanity's going to step up to the plate.
Mm.
And, you know, even those who are still asleep are going to realize how controlled this system is. And we'll all just step away from it. Because we've got to realize that there's no remedy in government. There's no remedy within the system. There's nothing we can do operating within the parameters that are provided to us by this system to fix the system.
Mm.
We have to step away from it. We've got to realize that it's just an idea. It's just a meme.
Mm.
It's just an idea somebody had, and we don't have to go along with it at all. The people that are doing this and that are enslaving us, that are allowing fracking, that are destroying the country, are simply public servants. They're all in breach of trust.
They had no idea, Max.
Well, it's about time we realized who we were and stood up late and fixed it.
Mm. It's just the money system. If they pull the money system from a lot of people, I think they'd wake up because they'd have time to think what was it all about. Thank you, Max Egan, there for coming on the Workers Radio Sydney on 88.9 Radio Skid Row. And hopefully you've got to finish that film, Max. We're all waiting, busting for it.
It'll happen eventually.
Awesome, mate. All right, good one, mate. And I'll speak to you soon. Ciao.
Okay, Jack. See you, Chad.
See you, Max. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.